I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
It's great value.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's what it says. I think it might be a Walmart buy.
Speaking of which, like, as we get started, speaking of great value, I was at Grocery Outlet earlier tonight. And saw a guy get
Target Market. I saw a guy get 86th
from Grocery Outlet. Is there like a worse fate on earth than getting banned from Grocery Outlet? That would suck.
What was he trying to steal?
Yeah, the guy. So I walked in as it was happening. So like he is yelling at the guy who works there, like as I enter right next to the door. And I don't know what he was trying to steal, but from the sounds of it, the guy clocked him as soon as he entered the door and was like, this guy's going to fucking steal some stuff from us, and was watching him. And the guy noticed that he was being watched. And like, even though he noticed, he apparently was trying to steal stuff. And that's the gist I got. I sort of hung around just because everybody loves.
Got to commit to the bit, you know,
everybody loves a car accident, right?
I mean, I guess this is like a natural, like, invitation in for me to acknowledge this.
Okay.
I like stealing bulk rice from Winco and bulk candy.
How do you manage that?
Yeah. How do you do that?
Well, I don't steal them.
Do you put loose rice in your pockets? Yeah, or something?
No, I will take a candy that's $6.99 a pound.
Nice.
And I will put Spice Dots, 89 cents a pound. Ooh. Coat on it. And if it's just, I will always take jasmine or cow rose rice, and it'll just put the code for long grain enriched rice. I love it. It gives me the reels. It's like heroin. It's fucking awesome. So I'm like, man, this should cost $12.25.
That rush.
But I'm getting it for $7.89.
Think of what I'm going to use that $5 for. Think of what I'm going to use it for.
It's so good.
What do you do for the bulk candy?
I just write like Spice Dots.
Spice Dots still? Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I just go through self-check and they never.
You know what? If they're dumb enough to trust Gen Pop, they need, I mean, really, it's their fault. They're asking for it. Not to like victim blame here, but they are asking for it, you know?
Well, it's like when you go to Costco, you know, you hand the person your receipt, they run that line through it. Mm-hmm. They're not looking really at what you have. They're kind of just counting items. Yeah. So your receipt would be the correct amount of items. You just found the little loophole to.
Oh God! Right, imagine the guy when you're getting your receipt checked, going like, "I don't know, bro, that didn't look like that long grain rice to me." Right. I'm gonna need. He pulls out a magnifying glass. These grains are looking a little short, buddy. I don't know how rice grains work.
They're short ones and they're long ones.
All right.
And there's jasmine ones and there's brown ones.
He's looking a little jasmine to me, buddy boy.
Back in my childhood, jasmine was brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a whole new world.
That's an Aladdin reference for the kids out there.
I got you right away. Yeah. You got any other references from animated movies from like the 70s and 80s? What was Aladdin?
Probably.
In the 90s? Was Aladdin early 90s?
I think Aladdin was like 94.
Yeah.
Like 94.
Yeah.
Like the best year in film ever.
Yeah.
It's like Aladdin, Forrest Gump, Pulp Fiction. Yeah.
Schindler's List. Was that 94?
Schindler's List.
Must have been.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be the best year in movies without Schindler's List on it. So,
I mean, it's a real bummer to watch, but, you know.
It's a good movie. Cinema.
I feel like now Oscar Schindler is now doing a hacky hokey, you know. Yeah,
yes,
hacky hokey bits. It's
now do you mean the Naked Gun movie or do you mean his relationship with Pamela Anderson?
Because
by the way,
both.
You know what, I'll say they're cute. Like, they're very cute, like old couple. Like, hearing him talk about her is fucking cute.
She's not
as old as he is. Yeah.
There's got to be a 20-year gap there. Yeah. She just doesn't wear makeup anymore.
So everybody thinks she's older than she is.
Yeah.
Which is fucked up.
Well, I don't know. What's he? Probably late 50s?
No, he's in his 70s. Liam Neeson? Oh,
he's that old? And he's still...
What's your
I'm like, almost
what's your guess for Pam Anderson's age? What's your guess?
She's
late 40s.
I'm going to say 56. Or 50, early 50s.
She's 58.
Late 40s, early 50s.
58 oh, years old. Yeah. Liam Neeson, any guesses?
73.
He's 73 years old. Wow, you nailed it. Amazing. You're like a Nostradamus.
Crazy.
So 15 yeah. years, 15 years older. That's not that bad when you're that age. I mean, fuck it. Who cares?
Wait, but so Liam Neeson's is in his 70s, and we're supposed to believe he's doing, like, still these, like, action movies?
Yes, that's yes, why action movies, like, are dead now, because everybody's well, finding septuagenarians to do it.
Yeah, Stallone still, but that means, like, Statham has, like, 20 years left in him, then, if that's the case.
I don't think people like Statham like that, though, if I'm being honest.
No?
Hmm. How old do you think, British? How old do you think Jason Statham is?
I'm going to say 61.
He's 58, same age as Pam Anderson. How about that? How about that? I mean, yeah, we just got to get used to the fact that all of our action heroes are old or dying. And that's why we didn't do a movie this week, by the way, guys, is because we're, like, depressed because of the way the movie industry is right now. We're just like, God, guys, let's...
Okay.
I'm tired.
We needed a week off from having to watch Happy Gilmore 2.
Yeah, Happy Gilmore 2.
I need a full extra week of processing that movie.
Yeah.
By the way,
real quick, listener. Listener, real quick. We replaced our movie this week with a watch along. We are going to watch along a highlight video of Oregon and Michigan from 2003. It's going to be right after this podcast. So if you're watching live on Twitch, I'm going to leave the stream open, and then we're going to, like, do a be right back thing, and then come back at 9 o'clock is when we're going to do it. And I'll share the link and everything in our Discord and the chat and all that good stuff, and just click that and we'll watch together, and hopefully it'll work. I did try to do some tech stuff earlier. Hopefully it'll work. If it doesn't work, then fuck it. We'll try again some other time. But yeah, sorry. Okay, go ahead, King.
If you remember, I don't remember what I was saying, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
Nope.
I'm sorry. Thanks. Kingski, tweet one of us if you want to. Usually I say, like, tweet us your movie suggestions, but maybe we're doing one next week. I don't know. I guess we'll figure it out. I think the plan, though, was August we're going to watch highlight vids instead of movies, right? That's the plan? Okay, cool.
Yeah, we'll try it. If it doesn't work, okay. It doesn't work.
Well,
but we're expanding our you know, repertoire. Our comfort level.
The brand.
Our repertoire.
The brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It could fail, and that would it could be funny.
And that'd be very on brand. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna give it a shot. It could turn into something really, really cool. I was thinking about this too, because, you know, we know Kurt, and Kurt literally has, like, VHSs and burned DVDs and hard drives full of Duck Games, and so this could turn into something bigger if we want it to, but we'll see. I don't know.
Would we potentially be doing, you know, the matchup the Ducks play that week, go back and watch past matchup of that current opponent?
Exactly. That could be really fun. Yeah, and it could
possibly,
and it'd be less pressure for us to watch an entire movie before the podcast every week. So we wouldn't have to watch a movie on, like, the night before our podcast every week.
I mean, I'm terrible about it, but I think Braga, you're just as bad as
dude. I cram
like,
them
I'm
in
just
sometimes.
Now finishing
literally.
This movie.
Literally,
I'm terrible too. I'm terrible.
I have stopped work, watched the movie right until our podcast starts. It's like I don't have fucking time, guys. I got a puppy now. Like, I don't have time. And my puppy's my baby, you know, and he deserves all of my attention, as we've established, and my money, and my... Oh, okay. Okay, here we go. That's a big fucking bag.
Not an ad. Food. Just...
That's a big bag of dog food. ThinkJinx.com. So, ThinkJinx.com, my story of my puppy for this week is a... So remember last week I told you he jumped out of the car window as I was pulling out of my mom's place. And I was like anxious about it. I was like scared. I sort of like gave him a couple of days with it like cracked and sort of building my trust back, and he was fine. A couple days ago, I'm pulling out of my friend's house. I get up to the stop sign, take a right, and right after I take the turn and start driving, he fucking jumps out of the window. And I like I see it happening. I'm like looking in my side mirror. Like, this is my fucking my anxiety dream, dude. Are you kidding me? Like, I look out of the side mirror and I see it happening. And I'm like, no, 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 no. As I'm like braking the car, I'm like, no, 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 no. And like in my mind, I'm like, okay, don't brake too fast, because if you brake too fast, he might fall out because you brake too fast. And so I'm like, oh shit, what do I do? What do I do? And he just fucking jumps out, like rolls three times, like yelps a shit ton. When he first gets up, I see, because like he has like the end result of this whole thing is he's fine. He has like some scrapes on his chin. Oh, we lost King.
Hey, back.
Let's see if he. Comes.
I'm back.
Let's see if he comes back. That was weird. Your video's not back, but whatever. Okay, there you go. So he got some scrapes on his chin. Blah blah blah. But when he first gets up, he's like this. Like his jaw, like his bottom jaw is all off to the side. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, he broke or dislocated his jaw. I'm going to have to take him to the fucking hospital now. Blah, blah, blah. Could have broken his leg, his hip, whatever. I like open the door quick, run out. And I'm like, okay, oh my God, are you okay? You okay? I'm like, I start sort of like feeling him in places to see if he whimpers or like see if something's broken. And I'm like, I guess he's okay. Pick him up, put him in the back seat, close up all the windows, drive home. And then the rest of the day, I'm just like, I'm in monitor mode, right? Like watching him walk, watching him lay down. Does he eat his food? Is there blood in his shit? Like
when you say you're in monitor mode, yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Before a split second, I'm picturing you in monitor mode. Like you're the lizard.
Like a monitor lizard. Yeah.
See what listener, what you just missed is the reason why you need to subscribe to our Twitch, is because you need to watch that the visual medium that is our podcast now.
You need to see our tongues.
Monitor no, lizard.
I will. I don't think he's going to be doing that again now, though.
I don't know.
And it's like it's like a little kid. It's like you stick your finger in the electric socket once. That's probably the last time you're going to do it.
I was talking about this with my kid too, because my kid said that too, and I'm like, yeah, but dogs are fucking dumb. Like, dogs are stupid. They don't have logic. Like, they don't really remember shit sometimes, and so it's like he's going to be, you know. Ha 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 ha! I'm in a car. The car's moving. My head's in the breeze. Ha ha! Oh, there's a thing that's interesting, and fucking jump out again. I don't know. He fucked up.
I'm gonna say
because he's not gonna get to do that shit until he's like way bigger. You know, until I can trust the fact that he'll like jump out and survive the fall. Like he'll be able to keep running or something. Even then, I don't want that shit
dogs,
to happen.
So. Dogs learn from pain, though, because how do you think they get, like, fighting dogs?
Yeah, or they like, get used to it, and...
Like... He's going to be, like, some X Games guy or Jackass dog that just, like, oh, hey, I'm the dog here. Welcome to Jackass. And just bombs himself out of windows all the time now.
Maybe that's my dog. Maybe that's his personality.
We're talking about ecosystems. Without apex predators, the food chain gets out of whack.
Amen. Yeah.
Got an apex predator.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point from Booble. I just got to get those NASCAR nets on my windows.
I mean, honestly, I'm surprised you don't have one of those bougie ass like car seats for your dogs. I brought it up last week. I said you like put their collar chained to like the headrest in the back, and they have their little like car seat.
Yeah. I mean, I could do that.
I'm surprised you haven't.
I'd be able to open the windows. I don't know. NASCAR nets aren't a bad idea. Like, I don't see any reason to not have nets on my window, you know? Like, honestly, like, when am I going to be, like, passing things through my back windows? Like, you know?
Well, let's say you go tumbling down into the river. And guess what? your front window, you can't open that thing. But guess what? The back window, it's open. You could get out. But guess what? There's a net now, and now you drown.
I think
now
I you're could, dead. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say I could just kick out the nets, but the whole point would be to make them tight so the dog can't do that. So,
and now you're dead.
Yeah, now I'm dead.
Everyone says they can kick out the nets.
Yeah.
I always say.
And then they fall into a river or lake and they can't.
Yep. Everyone's always saying that. Yeah. Classic trope, you know?
It's a classic trope.
Yeah, it is. Let's see. So, like, not having the movie to promote, like, I can't remember if there's anything else we need to talk about when the podcast starts. I said Twitch, a Discord, join our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. That's so, by the way, like, you could, instead of a movie, suggest a game highlight for us to watch. Because King put it up this week. He was like, Michigan 2003 or the Oklahoma game. What year was that?
Oh, 2006,
something like that. Yeah, or the Oklahoma game. Either way, the video quality is going to be low, but it's going to be a fun watch.
But the vibes are going to be high, baby.
Tube TV, Keith Jackson. What are we doing? Yeah, the vibes are right. So, yeah, get in there and suggest a game, too. What the fuck? Why not? And we do a list at the end of every sports podcast, too, so you could do that. Yeah, I guess that's it. If you miss our streams, check them out on YouTube. I put them on there. Cool. We're doing this on Wednesday because I am leaving town tomorrow, going up to Hood River for like a guys' weekend. It's gonna be fun. We're gonna do like
bring any lube.
I'm sorry for you that you need lube. We're good.
I don't, buddy. I grew up in the '90s. I could dry jack like no one else.
Buddy, I got calluses. What are we talking about here?
Yeah.
That's gross. We're doing like a full rafting day, like a whitewater rafting day on Friday. So like if I don't make it, it's been real, you guys. I want to say that to you. But we'll see. I like exercise regularly, but not all of us do, and so I'm curious how the rest of the gang's gonna hang.
Well, I mean, any kind of rowing, it's, you're not doing that kind of exercise.
Nobody is. Yeah,
nobody is.
Exactly. Yeah, so we'll see. I would imagine that they set it up for success, and they have a lot of olds do that as well, so I doubt we're going to be in much danger.
Yeah, if you don't have a grizzled vet on the back with a fucking cigarette just dangling off their lip with no shirt on.
Yeah.
Like then are you really rafting?
Like the guy from Jaws. That guy. That's what we need. A one-armed rafting guide with no shirt.
I think you need two arms to raft.
He's a guide. He's a guide.
Go in circles.
He gets the best out of you. He's got like the back one where he like tells which way you're going or something. I don't know. I don't know how rafting works.
Yes.
Yeah. Booble has this on bringing the dog. Fuck no. No. I think it would be like fun, but I couldn't leave him like in the place all day while we're out rafting. Yeah. So
that's a lot of rattlesnakes over there too. It'd definitely a bit.
Yeah. 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 No, I got some puppy sitters, so.
Yeah, right. I'm going up to Poles Barapa. I don't even know what it's some island in Washington.
Poleball.
And I looked at the weather finally today and I was like, a fucking high of 71 is the hottest. It's good. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Everyone, bring sweatpants. This sucks.
Need a hoodie? You need some sweats.
I need more than a hoodie. I'm gonna bring a beanie. I might even bring back the mask so just my face doesn't get burnt by the Bay Bridge, you know, it's terrible. That state sucks. Washington. What a bad state. It sucks.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
It's not good.
Pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to... I looked at the weather too, obviously trying to plan. It's supposed to be like mid 80s and then like 100 on Monday. It's supposed to.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be enjoying highs of 68. What a terrible...
Whose idea was this?
Oh, this is a... boy, it's going to be terrible. It's being framed as a family reunion. But it's basically... Remember, so in June, went down to Orange County. You know, the wife's grandfather died, correct? Right?
Yes. A lie.
So this is kind of that. But there's like divvying up of the will... And when it's gonna be terrible.
So bad weather and people possibly getting shafted on inheritance.
I mean, bad weather is subjective. I think that shit sucks. High is 71. It's fucking August like 10th. What the fuck are you doing? That sucks.
It's raining this morning. Like what?
Yeah, I found today pleasant. So that's
well, of course you did.
Because rain, it's but, humid yeah. as shit. Like humid. Sucks.
Yeah, the humidity was terrible this afternoon. Yeah. But yeah, it's not going to be a fun trip because it's going to be people fighting over money.
Family well, fighting over money. Oh, is always
hopefully good. Your side comes out on top of that.
I mean, I have no stake in that.
You got no skin in the game?
I mean, not really, no.
You guys are partners. Half of whatever she gets is yours.
I mean, like,
it's the law. Know,
me and Papa Larry, our thing was just UCLA football because, you know, that was our thing.
He loves Cade McNown, too, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. He remember Rick Neuheisel. He was like, I was a professor there when old Richard Neuheisel was slinging the ball.
Dick Neuheisel was there? Yeah.
Old Dick Neuheisel. Yeah, so that'll be fun. Because if you know anything about humans... When divvying money is involved, it always goes very smooth.
Oh, yes.
I have no idea how much money we're talking about
this
here.
This is what I'm saying. Like, wouldn't it be great? Like, they're doing the reading, and they're like, for my boy J-Dog, like, for...
Sign Neuheisel jersey.
For the love of my Bruins, you
get... Well, they got more money than that. Just give me that.
For the love of my Bruins, you get 100K for every clap, baby. And then he does like a video.
Yeah.
Fucking great.
Chills.
I wish I could go to heaven and give you a hug. Oh, gosh. Yeah, WCP called it Air You Can Wear. Yeah. That was today, dude. I was playing pickleball in it earlier. It sucked.
Well, like it's funny, like the rain today, because it didn't really rain, but it came through quick enough for like 2 minutes to make all the cement wet.
To put water in, came out, in my open car windows. Yeah, there's enough just for that. Yep.
Came out of work with, you know, underground garage, and I was like, oh, I haven't smelled that smell of piss in so long. It must be sprinkling out. Because, fuck, dude, that garage stunk. It was so bad. Because, you know, to go up and out, it was a pretty big ingrade out there. And that water just comes rushing down. And, dude, that's I was like, thing. Oh, man.
It's not
fucking
just,
love the smell
it's not
of urine.
Just thick air. It's thick air filled with what was on the sidewalk. And what was on the sidewalk is piss. lots of piss.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's something you just got to embrace when you live around here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It should be on the Oregon State flag, like a pile of fecal matter next to
a
tree.
It's kind of comforting. I'm not going to lie. I was like, oh, I know I'm home. Smells gross. But I'm home.
That's what Matt Carney's singing about. I'm coming home to the place that I remember.
Smell of urine in August.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Except he did the voice wrong.
I'm Matt Carney.
Hey, guys. I haven't been on the podcast in a long time. Mickey Mouse.
Love how we delve into like Mickey Mouse. Yeah. It's the Ben Kearney Playhouse. Come inside. It's fun inside.
All right. So you guys know me. I have like notes usually for podcasts where I write the sports of the week. Here's my notes. That's my notes. Yeah. with all the sports to talk about this week. So, you guys got any sports to talk about this week?
I will say I heard a funny clip from Dan Lanning. You guys familiar with Dan Lanning?
Program. Yeah.
Okay. So, I want to say it was Kripia, but that feels like low hanging fruit. I was just asking about a random player, like, oh, he's listed at, you know, 6'4", 260, whatever it was. And Lanning was like, I wouldn't put too much stock into this. We put down whatever we want.
No.
We lie.
No, wait. No, they don't.
And he goes, remember, like, we listed Chaz Johnson at 200 pounds for like a year. And you guys figured that one out eventually.
You guys are spooky.
He was like, we just lie.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, every program does.
You guys will find out the actual weight and height at their NFL scouting.
I was gonna say every combine measurement is 100% accurate from their college numbers.
Yeah,
every time.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny. It was
Brock Osweiler was not actually 6'5". Yep. Remember, he was like 6'3½" or something.
Yeah.
I was like, that blew my fucking mind.
I never did see what Lanning and had Gabriel list that height wise and what the combine said he was.
I think they just had him at 6 foot. So it was like a fake-ish lie.
I saw that guy at an airport. He ain't 6 foot. Like, I'm 6 foot.
He's 5'10". He is fully 5'10".
Yeah.
I said, they should have thrown him at 5'11", because that's, you know, he's not 6 foot. 5'11", you could possibly pass off as believable then.
Yeah, because then you're like rounding up, right? Like, he's like 5'10" or something. Like,
change, yeah. 5'11", yeah.
Like, have you guys seen any of the clips of Gabriel in Brown's camp, just like in line with quarterbacks?
Yes.
He is so short, man.
Well, Flacco's like 6'3", I know, Flacco, 6'4", too. So it's
Flacco's like, huge.
So is Pickett and Shador, by the way.
Like, Pickett is big, too. Like, yeah. And Shador is easily like a 6'2". Plus, but man, Gabriel looks so small.
It looks like Darren Sproles back there with the other QBs.
It's
like
crazy, and like that's not a surprise. You know, we knew that. We saw it. You know, in the Rose Bowl, like, when you're that short, sometimes it doesn't work. But we already knew he was that short. But yeah, it's.
I mean, well, if you believe, I mean, I never really believe these camp stuff, but. It sounds like he's currently third string for the Brownies.
It's weird. It's ahead of Shador. Like, all the discourse around them has been essentially like one camp versus the other camp. And they each keep releasing like highlight videos of camp practices where the one person is throwing an interception. Where it's like, boy, Dylan Gabriel's really killing it out at Browns camp, and it's a clip of him throwing an interception in a goal line situation. And then the other side with Shador, it's like the same thing over and over again. So if you have the right Instagram algorithm, you'll see highlights of both of them throwing interceptions the whole damn time. I think the gist of the presentation is that neither is going to start anytime soon for the Browns.
Yeah. How good's that team when they're not showing any highlights from Pickett or Flacco, who are, like you said, is going to be the opening day starter, one of the two, probably Flacco.
It'll be Flacco.
I can't
they
imagine.
They also signed Tyler Huntley yesterday.
I didn't see Huntley get signed.
Yeah,
throw Tyler Huntley in the mix. Why not?
Yeah, so why not?
Watch your back, Rooks. That's all I'm saying. Yep. Hey, who's Hard Knocks this year?
Bills.
The Bills. Ooh, oh, my God. I just watched one episode, the first episode.
Oh, it's out?
Sucks. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like it.
Is Haley Seinfeld?
Don't like it. No, it was just.
Well, then who cares?
No. So every time Hard Knocks, for the last like 3 or 4 years, I know how Hard Knocks goes, right?
It's a formula, yeah.
There's going to be, we know the formula, but I love the intro. And it's like, the sprinkler just popping up. And Liv Schreiber,
yeah.
Liv Schreiber being like, you know, whatever, you know, the shade in Las Vegas, whatever he says. This season, it just started off just Josh Allen being interviewed, being like, oh, well, oh, better luck this year. Bad. Didn't like it. Won't watch anymore. It took like 20 minutes before I saw a sprinkler. Didn't like it.
Yeah. What are we doing? It's summer. Yeah. It's football.
I need this. I need the formula. I just need.
Honestly, I think the Bills are too good of a team. That's not what people want to see in Hard Knocks, I don't think.
The formula is the sprinkler and then like overlaying sound of like an equipment guy. It's an equipment guy. He's like putting the shoulder pads together or like putting stickers on the helmets, you know.
See, I like every year you get the off-camera quarterback calls. Just hear the but yeah. You don't see anyone. And then they cut to someone dropping back for a pass.
Back 59 Razor!
Oh, man, that music is so good, though.
It is.
Because they can throw any scrub back there. Quarterback just... he's looking.
Is Hard Knocks not the best production of any of these shows? Of like,
oh, 100%.
Reality TV shows kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'll say the soccer ones on Amazon are really good, too. Like, I know, like not a lot of people are going to be watching
for the
that,
glory, but... like the end of season.
Well, because they also did the in season NFL stuff too. So
that was never as good.
Amazon does good; it's quality work. Like I'll say, like the soccer shit is cool because it's during their whole season. It literally follows them through the whole season, and there's a Manchester United one when they were really good, and you know it's
all or nothing. Yep.
There was the Tottenham one, by the way, King.
Not Spurs.
Your Spurs with no Sonny, like, no Sonny anymore.
No Sonny. No Eric Kine.
Oof.
Franchise is dead.
You guys might be playing Wrexham in the championship here pretty soon, bud.
That's fine. They'll rig it.
Y'all are going to get relegated with like $1 billion stadium. It's wild.
Nah.
I will say one to check out are those.
Well, they'll just redistrict the score, like the Texas Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
And so will win.
Gerrymander the Premier League.
Yeah.
I love the way you said that like it's somebody's name. Gerrymander.
Is it gerrymandering? Is it only that? Or can you gerrymander something?
Yeah, you can gerrymander.
Gerrymander something.
It's just the way you're saying it. You're like splitting it into two words. And it's funny to me. Gerrymander. Yeah, everybody knows Jerry.
I mean, gerrymandering had Jerry to be named after some guy named Gerrymander, right?
Jerry with a G, you know? He's wacky. He's crazy.
It's weird. No, but the show if you like those soccer things like that, the Formula Un in season, like they follow the teams. I mean, I don't like racing, but it's a well put together show.
Oh, that's cool.
Because
I'm not gonna have a boo sound.
What's it on?
I believe it's on Netflix.
It's Netflix. Yeah.
I mean, we all saw F1, right? The movie.
No.
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 Bro, Brad Pitt, what are you doing? It's Brad Pitt.
I don't care about F1.
It's Brad Pitt. Jerry Bruckheimer, what are you doing?
Who cares? F1's dumb.
Ugh, you're dumb.
We know King's fucking NASCAR racer.
That's
through
true.
And through.
I am a funny car guy.
Ironic. You like funny cars?
I love a funny car.
That's ironic, yeah. I know you can be overwhelmed and you can be underwhelmed, but can you just be whelmed, says Booble. Yeah, I've heard people say that. How whelming. Like, I think I've said that before. It's very whelming. Yeah. 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 Good question. English and stuff. How long have we been doing this podcast? Can we end it yet?
Booble did bring up something. So, WNBA... Yeah. They've had people been throwing dildos on the court, right?
Yeah.
So, but here's the thing I saw. So,
neon green dildos, by the way. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
But I did see that you are able to bet this on like Polymarket.
Get out of here.
And people are betting more on will a dildo be thrown onto the court than they are of the actual games of themselves.
Yeah, you can rig that.
Bing bong.
I was gonna say this is the most riggable thing. Unless they are patting down every person that's going in there for a dildo. If you want to, why don't we go do it? We go win what as much as we want to put on it to win.
I'm just like,
what you gonna put on that dildo, son?
I
was waiting for the Trump drop in.
Yeah, I'm gonna come. I'm imagining like smuggling those into the arena, like the ways you could and would do that. I mean, I think the obvious would just be to like put it in your pants, right, and act like it's all
if
you.
If you're a male, I was gonna say if you're a male, but
like they I mean, the frisking thing. It's like that's all me, baby. Go ahead, give it a shot. That's me. Yep.
I'm going to start by talking about ecosystems. Without apex predators, the food chain gets out of whack.
It is its own creature. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Have fun with that. frisk away.
But this will happen. If people are allowed to bid on things and then you are allowed to literally make the outcome yourself. Because you're going to ban me from WNBA games for the year? Oh, no. I'll go cry in my $25,000 I just won from throwing this dildo on the court. Oh no!
I think it's funny that they're all the same color.
That is a little weird.
Everyone's in on the bit. Clearly, everyone's in on the bit. Awesome. They're like, oh, we're just gonna do electric green. Like, we're gonna do Seahawks green.
Love it.
You're throwing Tyler Lockett out there on the
color
court.
Color rush Tyler Lockett getting thrown on the court. That's funny. Pretty much the same size as Tyler Lockett, too.
Do you guys
know that Tyler Lockett was celibate until he was like 30?
I did not know that.
I did hear that.
I just found that out. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
I also just found out he's no longer with the Seahawks.
Who's he with now?
Huh?
The Titans.
Is he retired?
I feel like I
Titans,
saw
like, Titans, maybe.
I feel like it was the Titans.
Carolina, not.
Who cares? I really don't care.
Just good for him still being in the league somehow.
More dildos on the court or made Angel Reese field goals? Says Booble. Angel Reese field goals.
Like, nice
with the me bounds. Yeah.
Because technically, it only takes two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've yet to see a WNBA game with multiple electric.
See, that should be the bet.
That's the bet.
One's one now. That's that's a given.
So if you were to throw a dildo on the court, how would you do it?
I think
like you're throwing an axe. One of those.
You're talking arm motion? Is that what you're talking about, King?
Yeah.
Okay, so our motion or like,
so let's say when you're in like method? Not yeah, you're yeah. you're in like the two like the beginning of the 200 level, like you're so, not 100 level, or maybe you're close to
one.
You're
not just licking it out on the court, right?
Yeah. So can I ask? Can I ask, like, are you trying to throw it without being seen, or are you owning it? Are you like, I'm throwing this on there, and
I think you're doing it trying not to be seen.
Okay, because that does change it quite a bit.
Because I have yet to see any video of people being like, that was me.
Yeah. I mean, are you throwing it like a football and trying to hit that tight spiral? Are you throwing it like a frisbee from the side?
See, I think
it has to be axe throw.
Yeah, I don't think the balls are going to let you like throw it like that.
No, you don't throw it from the balls. That's what I'm saying.
Like, even if you grab the shaft and throw it like this, I don't think the balls are going to let you throw like a spiral. Like it's gonna be, you know, the weight is gonna throw it off, you know. So
fucking really birding down.
Or do you grab it by the balls and throw it the other way? Do you throw balls first to get more leverage? You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
No, leverage is you grab it from the tip and you get the weight of the balls on the end there, boom, maximum distance.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. We need where's Mythbusters when you need them, you know? Like, we need them to test different like strategies of how to throw a dildo.
I don't think you need Mythbusters to figure out the best way to throw a dildo.
Got to test it. Yeah, test it. Maybe that's the next thing we do on the podcast. Maybe we get a few dildos and test out launch angles.
I mean, it's all about the release point.
Science. Bill says he got to yell Kobe and shoot a fadeaway. Yep.
Well, I think that's if you I think that's if you throw it and hit someone that was a non-willing participant.
Clang! Kobe!
Bing bong!
Bing bong! Yeah, FKD, hook it up. Boobles right. Come on, Nate! Come on, Nate! You gotta have a deal! Let's get some neon dildos on the Instagram reels. Come on, man. All right. Well, we've talked about dildos now. Anything else? Anything else anybody wants us to talk about? And we could just get to the list and call it good.
Has there been any duck news? I mean, we are right around the corner from week. Are we playing week zero?
Yeah, not really. Week zero?
No.
Not really.
It's been really quiet on the Western Front over here, hasn't it?
Well, okay. So I did have something that I brought up in the Discord that I guess I'm curious about your take on it. Is so Dan's been doing interviews a lot like the last couple weeks, and everybody asks him like, "Hey, what's the transition going to be like from Dylan Gabriel to Dante Moore? What have you seen in him that makes you confident for this year?" And blah, blah, blah. Never answers the question. Is always like, yeah, we got three guys having a really good battle in camp right now. You know, Dante, Novosad, and he even mentions Moga sometimes. And it's like, so it's like, nobody here is buying that it's actually like a quarterback race right now. Maybe Dan believes it a little bit. I don't know, but it's clear that Dante Moore is going
to
be the starter.
I think you have to believe it though.
Sure. Okay.
Until you name the starter,
yeah,
it's a quarterback battle. I mean, I think every head coach would word it the same way as Lanning.
So is that concerning that we don't have a starter yet? Like,
he likes that gamesmanship a little. I mean, he's worried about Montana State. Week one.
Fall camp just started too. So I get it. You want to give him a few weeks to actually, you're probably not going to announce the starter to the team until the week of, and you don't announce it to the general public at that point. He's flat out said that. He's like, I'm not going to tell you guys, until the game starts.
Also his first 3 years, we knew it was going to be Bo Nix in year one. Cause do we believe in Ty Thompson?
And two. Yep.
No. And then in year two, of course it was going to be Bo Nix. Mm-hmm. And then last year, of course it was going to be Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is the first year where he's really played games with equitable, potential options.
The whole reason Dante Moore came here was to sit behind Dylan Gabriel last year.
And start this year.
So he could start this year. So it's like, are we buying that's not just a given?
I'll push back a little on, I guess maybe not from Lanning and them, if they, you bring Nix in to start, right, as a coaching staff. But the fan base definitely did not have Nix as instantly the starter, because there was a good chunk of the fan base that liked Ty Thompson.
But, Dillingham had coached Nix at Auburn, so, I mean, there was
a reason why they brought him in. It was that. You could take a well-educated guess that he was going to be the starter.
But my goodness, the Ty Thompson fans, woof.
Yes, there was a lot of them.
Oof. Swing and a miss.
And you don't quite see the Novosad fans, like those crazy Novosad fans out here trying to push that agenda on people. Yeah.
Like I told you guys, I watched the spring game this week just for the hell of it. Just watch spring game highlights and... Actually, it wasn't just highlights. It was the whole game with the commercials cut out and everything. So it was a little bit longer. But I was telling you guys, it's like I'm fine with any one of those guys. Like, they really do throw dimes. Like, Moore obviously has the most talent, the most raw talent. But Moore, Novosad, even Moga. Moga's not the best passer, but he is athletic as shit. I'm fine. If anybody gets hurt or something, it's I think one of those guys, any of those guys are close. I think Moore's going to be the starter. I don't know how far ahead of the other guys that he actually is. I guess we'll find out.
The season's still 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
You're not thinking we're not worried, the backups will be fine there. I mean, you're in your crazy fan brain right now thinking, all right, we're winning the national title this year. That's what almost every fan base, for more often than not, are thinking right now.
Me going into the year with quarterbacks, it's always like, hey, one of these starter's going to get hurt at some point. Like, just because that seems to always be Oregon's luck, right? Like, starter's going to get hurt at some point. One of these guys is going to need to play, and that's the way I'm looking at it. It's like, okay, like, if they stick around after not being named the starter, like, I'm good. Like, if Moore goes down with an injury, like, I feel confident. So, that's sort of rare, yeah, isn't it?
You're confident in the backup, though, but are you confident that one of the two can lead them to a title? Because I said, that's what you should be thinking right now. The season hasn't started. We don't know what this team actually looks like on both sides of the ball and the special teams and all that. So the only thing you could think of and kind of in your fan mind kind of project and predict is, which one of these guys do you think has the best chance to win it? Yeah. And in my eyes right now, that would be Dante Moore.
Yeah, it's
he has the higher upside. We saw Novosad threw some very nice passes last year. But we have seen Novosad, and I just don't see it. Unless he made that big of a jump in the offseason, which possible. Anything's possible.
Yeah.
But I think
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Kevin Garnett. Thank you.
and with the schedule they have, too, it's like if you fuck this up, then you kind of suck. Oregon has like one difficult game on the schedule this year.
I think we will know, I'll say 3 weeks in. Three weeks in, we will know, all right, they have to win. The defense is going to have to win the majority of these games, or you're going to see, all right, Moore is good enough to win games. Like I said, we currently do not know.
Or they just say fuck it.
Are we going to run the ball 75% of the time?
They have a really good running game, I think, this year, so... We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Okay.
I think Lanning likes to pull starters. You're going to see plenty of Novosad in the first handful of games.
Yes. Hopefully. Because that means Oregon's winning by a lot. And I don't know. Like Montana State's like a... Because they're really, really good at their level.
At their level, it's been going around. Someone in our Discord made up their own what they thought the spreads for game should be. Mm-hmm. And he put the spread, what he thought the game should be at 30 points against them.
That's high.
Do you ever look at week one spreads or when any big Power 5 school plays an FCS school? Their game... Games are in the 50s or 50, games off the board because it's like a 60-plus point spread. 30 is, it's not that big of a spread.
Yeah.
And I brought it up in there. I was like, is this people that just think Montana is that good?
Montana State.
Or they're worried about Montana State. Yes, Bobcats. Montana State.
Come on.
Or is it more you're worried about Lanning doesn't like to run up the score really? And you're not sure of the Ducks. Because if this is Montana State playing at Alabama or at Ohio State, none of their fans are worried about a 30-point spread. I'm not worried about a 30-point spread with the Ducks on it personally. So,
no, but I mean, like, I kind of looked it up. The Ducks have really only run up the score since Lanning has been here, like, once. And it was against Eastern Washington, week 2, 2022, his first year. They put up 70. And that was Kenny Dillingham as the OC. Yeah. And they were unrelenting that game.
They really were.
But that's the only time, really. Dan Lanning, last year, they beat Purdue 35-0. They could have beat them 55-0 if they really wanted to. Yes. But at half, they just said, we're good. Yep. I don't know. Yep. Right or wrong approach, that's for someone else to decide. But Lanning does not run up. He's not Steve Spurrier. He doesn't run up the score. And systems have changed, blah, blah, blah. But
we did talk about, I think we talked about it last year where, you know, you have all these extra teams in this playoff now. Is it better to run up the score and look dominant? To try to, you know, because it goes to, you know, the group, the people picking the teams that make it. You know, it's not just throwing into a system and like, oh, you know, the computer spits it out. It's eyeballs on things. And if you look dominant against the teams you were supposed to, like the Ducks should, they should beat Purdue 50 plus nothing. It shouldn't be 35 nothing against Purdue last year. It just
but
shouldn't.
I mean, they were the one seed last year, so.
Well, yeah, they just didn't. That is one way to do it. Just don't lose is always
will,
a good
which
way.
Which will
to,
mean something this year because they're gonna fix the they if, fix the seeding. So, yeah,
I feel like I kind of feel like it'll be, you know, the seeds will be the, you know, Big Ten, SEC, ACC champs 1 through 3, Big 12, maybe 4, mm-hmm. but not even really. It could would probably actually be a Big 12 or Big Ten or SEC. So yeah, it probably matters now more than it did. Because now Fender's, the seating is just straight now. You know, so yeah, I guess blowouts might be back.
Well, see Fender says not in the conference. Okay, maybe you could say that, but look at last year. I mean, Boise State got a big bump for playing a close game with the Ducks. Now, the Ducks I don't think should have been blowing them out the way they played. But if that's the other way, I mean, a close loss is much better on the resume than if you lose by 3 scores. I think it's the same. It's the other way too. If you beat teams by 3 to 4 touchdowns plus, you're going to win that toss up between another team with the same record. You know, if you're one of the last teams in. So I get injuries, but if you have Novosad this year, let him fucking throw the pill.
Yeah.
You know, try to keep scoring.
No, I got you.
Well, I think he's talking about, if he comes in as
about mop up time. Yeah, I got you.
Let him throw.
Don't just hand it off 3 times to, I don't even know, probably Riggs at this point. I don't know what the depth chart's really going to be, but yeah.
Lamar.
Yep. Lamar, maybe.
Well,
Harris.
So it's going to be Hughes, Whittington, yep. Harris, third string.
And then Lamar. Then Riggs. Then
Lamar.
So Riggs is 5th string. Yeah. So yeah, that's mop up duties
perfect
for Riggs.
Mop up. I mean, he's great at it last year. Why not? Okay. Cool. We got some sports talk in. How about that? We talked about the Ducks. I'll take it. Let's hop to our list. Yeah. Oh, actually, before we
before we do that,
I was stealing your bit.
Okay, do it. Go ahead.
Before we do that, King, what's the logo on your hat?
Oh, it is the
because it's like the opposite.
Corvallis.
Like you're in Blood's colors, but you got the C on your hat, so we're confused.
It's the Corvallis Knights. Yep, it is a Corvallis Knights hat.
Is it? Wow.
College Woodbat League, the Springfield Drifters, the Portland Pickles. Yeah, it's that league.
What is the C? Is that like a dragon or like what's going on there?
It's kind of like a it looks like
knight
wheat.
Slaying the dragon?
Yeah, it's I don't like really wheat. Quite get the knight, but it looks like the end of like wheat.
Okay.
Like picture like the Iowa State Wheat Shocker logo. That's what the end of it looks like. I don't quite get the connection to the knights, but it's definitely a Corvallis Knights hat.
I would just say it's a dragon. I'll just tell people.
It feels pretty close to Calgary.
It does. And the Cavs. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a dragon's
wheat.
Tail.
That's wheat. I see it. That's weird.
I guess it could be a dragon. It could be barley. Wheat. It could be wheat.
It's wheat. It's for sure wheat. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't get it. I don't particularly get that part of the logo.
Is Corvallis known for wheat?
Literally. Because you guys said it when I put it on before we started that I was wearing a Cavs hat. Mm-hmm. And I literally got this hat in 2016 because at the time I knew like the GM of the Corvallis Knights. So she gave it to me. And it was right in the middle of like the very most, like one of the most famous NBA finals ever. I don't know if you've heard about the Cavs Warriors 2016. It went 7 games. There was kind of dreams. It's kind of a big deal, but literally everyone thinks this is Cavs hat, and I have not unearthed this thing in like 5 years. Last weekend I had to run to the store to get like some manly shit with my buddy. We're gonna fix a hubcap, and he was in the car. I was like, let me put on a hat real quick, and he was like, well, when do you like a Cavs? Like, oh no, it's Corvallis Knights. And then you got to go into that stupid spiel. It's a college league with wood bats.
Yeah.
It's very annoying.
It's like the Cape Cod League of the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. It kind of sucks. Yeah. Don't like explaining it.
All right.
That's why I don't buy Springfield Drifters hats. Because I think everyone will say it's either a spring training Dodgers hat or the hat from Mr. Baseball.
Chunichi Dragons hat for sure.
Yes. Yeah. The D is. Yeah.
You should crazy. Be so lucky to have a Chunichi Dragons.
Come on.
The D. That's a big D, man.
Well, the Chunichi. No, it's not as good as the Hanshin Tigers.
Sure isn't.
There you go.
Hanshin. Love it. All right. Quoting the chat before we hop into our list, this week's list brought to you by Think Jinx. Speaking of slaying dragons, if you need to slay your dog's hunger, think Jinx. Thanks, guys. You just did our live read for us. That's perfect. ThinkJinx.com.
If you're 50-50 on where to get your dog food from, flip a coin. It's always going to be tails because your dog has a tail. Think of your dog. And speaking of thinking, ThinkJinx.com.
The Jinx.
It's always the smart resolution. Think Jinx. The Think Jinx or whatever it's called. .com.
It's Think Jinx. I said the Jinx. Like that guy who like killed those people. You know that guy. I can't remember his name right now. God damn it. Let's do our list. Our list this week comes from Nathan FKD in our Discord. Hey, join our Discord, why don't you? Sports Brewery in Discord. You can give us list ideas. You can suggest duck games for us to watch together and or movies when we start doing movies again. You know, it's a good place to talk Houndshoe Tigers if you really want to talk the Tigers or the Corvallis Knights. Hey, you could hop in there and talk some Knights. Go Knights. Okay, our list this week comes from Nathan FKD. It is top three people you would want to host College Football Red Zone because ESPN purchased NFL Network and
pretty much, yeah.
Red Zone.
Which Red Zone is attached to,
which Red Zone is a part of. And Roger Goodell was interviewed about it and it was brought up. It's like, hey, why? Yes, living people Fender, please. Is it WCP's list idea? Okay, my bad. Sorry, WCP. WCP541 in our Discord, my bad. So he was asked about, hey, what are the chances of doing something similar for college? Like, it'd be a lot of fucking games to do at the same time. It would be an undertaking, but it would be rad. And Goodell's like, yeah, I don't see why they couldn't do that. Like, I think it's a good idea. And so top three.
I think it would work because it'd work because for like the shitty games, all you have to do is jump in if something really cool happens. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're kind of just bouncing around probably from about six to maybe eight games at a time that actually mean something with good teams.
So they might have, if they do this, they might have to have two hosts because it would go a lot longer than NFL. Because the NFL stops at like the 5 o'clock window, right? Like once it
starts for the night game.
Once it hits the night game, they stop. But college football is literally like, you know, 10 a.m. Pacific until midnight, basically.
Well, it's going to be the same thing. If there's a big ESPN game or something like that, they're not going to want to compete with their own game.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I don't know.
I don't know how they would do it.
I don't know. Yeah. So anyway, that's our list. Top three people you would want to host College Football Red Zone. I'll start. Katie Nolan. I think Katie Nolan would be great. I think she'd be funny. And I think she would know enough about football to be able to figure it out. I think she'd be good.
She wouldn't. She lives in New York City. She's never watched a college football game.
Yeah, exactly. I think that'll be a good thing. I think that will bring comedy to it because she won't know what the fuck she's talking about. She'll be like, oh, yeah, that guy made a good play. He probably has a very nice upbringing.
I think you're living out, dude. I think you're living out, bro.
Very possible. I am going to be the one to fall on the sword and put a woman on this list. I'm going to be the guy.
Sage Steele, number one.
Michelle Tafoya, number two for you.
So, yeah, Michelle Tafoya has never watched a college game in her life either.
She's probably going to be on OutKick here soon. And
I love, by the way, Booble in the chat says Nolan famously hates college football and that she'd be terrible.
Yeah.
I was just thinking personality. I didn't know that about her. But
as an aside, can I just say something that's very funny? Is all the huge sports voices like Katie Nolan, Doug Gottlieb is another. There are many of them that talk about college football like it is like number seven on the pecking list in the U.S.
Like behind soccer,
when it is when it's very clearly number two. You know, the NFL is a healthy gap above it, but college football is ahead of the NBA. Sorry, ahead of MLB. That's clearly number two. But there are so many guys with national shows and gals who are just like, college football, what a gimmick. It's like, I can guarantee you went to a school on the East Coast that was in some town called Castlebury, and it resembled a Harry Potter campus. I got it, but it's because your parents were millionaires and you just lived insulated. The country really loves this sport. Yeah. Someone Google Katie Nolan's alma mater. Please tell me it was like a Northeastern private school. I guarantee you it was.
All right, what's your guys' threes?
You do it, King, while I look up Katie Nolan.
I tried to think. I don't have...
Anybody?
Not really.
Ooh. Take a guess at where you think she went.
Rutgers.
Castlebury.
Hofstra.
Okay. Yeah. So okay, that tracks.
It tracks.
Gino Carmazzi. They don't have a. Mm-hmm. They don't even have a program anymore.
Gino Carmazzi. That's your number three.
No, well, that was a 49ers draft pick.
Yeah.
But yes, that's my number three.
That's your number three. Okay, perfect. How about you, Ski?
My three. I don't know if he knows anything about college football, but I think he's one of the best at just talking about sports. I'd go Max Kellerman.
Absolutely knows nothing about
nothing. Knows nothing.
Again,
but
he's from New York City.
He is from New York City,
and he likes boxing in 2025. He knows nothing about college football.
But the thing with the red zone, you can't be a stiff. That's the one thing you can't be.
Very true. We could fake it.
Yes. And they just feed him highlights in his ear anyway. He doesn't have to know anything.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, he would have to like be able to know what a football play is, that's pretty much it. All right, threes from the chat. Fender says Dan Soder. Like Soder would actually be better than Nolan, I think. Out of the two of them,
Soder would just be too bitty. He would just try to do bits the whole time and just.
I don't know. I don't know that he could hang. Like, I don't know that he could like just talk that much for that long. Like, I know he does like a podcast where he talks a whole bunch, but like, I don't know how
his source of income. His source of income is to be able to stand there and just talk for an hour straight.
Yeah,
plus,
I guess.
So,
I guess. Yeah, fair enough. Stream of consciousness stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see. Boobles is Mike Golic Jr.
All right, I'm stealing that. That's my number three.
Okay. Yeah, just steal the ones from
that's the one you like. Yeah,
yeah, that works. WCP's is Pat McAfee. Pass.
He couldn't hold his attention span that long to do it for 5 or 6 hours.
Pass. Think of the amount of zins that would be consumed on that set.
There's no breaks to go smoke a doobage.
Exactly. Let's see. My number two, let's go to number two, is John Mulaney.
another New York guy.
Another New York guy, doesn't know anything about college football.
Hey, guys. New York Jewish guy,
just what you want.
This offense is fun. Have I told you I did cocaine? I'm John Mulaney. Hey.
That was as fun as my friends surprising me with an intervention. Yeah, no, I got nothing. How about you? How about you, Ski?
Mine's a split. Number two, Petros P or the fucking Yammer.
Yeah, Petros P would be phenomenally good.
See, they're more in the know and a little less of being the entertaining factor.
I don't know that people could handle his voice for that long, like nonstop, but Petros would be great. Mm. All right, do you want me to read the chats list before you give yours, King?
I don't have one. Just
okay,
go.
Okay, so I'll read the chat. Booble says...
I can name a name. We're just name...
Naming names. All you're doing
okay, is like you guys. Someone on the East Coast who doesn't watch college football.
Yeah.
Tony Kornheiser.
There you go.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wilbon and Kornheiser. Package them
and
together.
Why not? Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Wilbon would just talk about Northwestern or Michael Jordan the whole time, so...
Let's see. Booble, I hate him so much, but it would be a train wreck, Bert Kreischer. I think that'd be bad.
I mean, that'd be bad. You could at least go Tom Segura. I think he like played college football at least.
Well, if we're going like comics, it would be Shane Gillis because he actually shows up on College Game Day and stuff. Like,
I think Shane and Soder together would be a very solid actual presentation of that.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Yeah.
Let's see. WCP's is Chris Fowler. Duh. Like, duh.
Well, okay.
He already has a job, though. Like,
yeah, so I looked at this as you can't take someone with a current, like,
college football job. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fenders is Petros. Good call there. Okay, so my number one is an actual real one, and it's Mike Yam. I think Yammer, as you said. Mike Yam is built for it. He already works for NFL Network in, like, limited capacity. I think he would be perfect for that. His voice doesn't get old, which is a
big
deal.
Petros could get you, I think. But, yeah, that's why I went.
Yammer. Give me Yammer.
All right. My number one, you know what? I'm not going to fuck what's already perfect. Just let Scott Hansen do both.
Yep.
Who do you think you are?
Was that last one? Come on, find it. Come on.
I'm going to come.
Yeah, that's the one. All right, what's your one, King? Do you want me to read the chats first?
Yeah, read them first. I don't.
All right, Booble says.
I hate these lists.
Booble says Tony Reale. Tony Reale would be good.
No. God.
Yeah.
No. Tony Reale is, if you have any of you listen to him on a podcast and not just consumed him on Around the Horn.
Nope. Never heard him anything but Around the Horn.
Yeah.
Awful. He's like, hey guys, this is the most positive day ever. Let's do the most positive. Let's uplift each other. This is the best day to make your terminal cancer rad. Great guy. You cannot listen to him for more than 10 minutes.
Especially
awful.
When it's a lot of the things they show are negative things. People throwing interceptions, people missing key field goals.
Yeah, no.
You have to be able to negative. Yeah.
Tony Reale, no, vehemently. He's like the first one I've violently reacted against because his shtick is so overly, like, grossly positive that no.
He'd be a clean host for it, though.
Ugh.
WCP's number one, Stephen Colbert, recently out of a job.
Well, I mean, he's still working for a year.
The dog heard Stephen Colbert's name and it woke him up. Let's see. Fender's number one, Adam Ray as Dr. Phil. Honestly,
Adam Ray is Joe Biden.
Adam Ray would just be good. Like, period. Yeah.
You cannot have a comedian do it.
Yeah.
You just couldn't. You know, like I said, Shane Gillis would be entertaining.
Not those comedians, because they would need to be more buttoned up. Like Colbert, kind of. Like,
I'm surprised your number one wasn't Jerry Seinfeld, Braga. I mean, you seem to really think New York Jewish guys know their college football very well.
Man, they love that NYU Penn game from the 60s.
I'm looking through my list. I don't think any of them are Jews. I don't think Nolan, famously Mulaney's not a Jew. Mike Yam, I don't know. Is he Jewish? I don't know if Yammer
could be
Jewish.
Yammer.
He could be. Yammer just hiding the yarmulke. Okay, that's it. Honorable mentions from Booble Steven Nelson. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, Eugene Legend, Steven Nelson. I think he would be good. Honorable
Steven Nelson. Steven Nelson has a call I hear on Sirius XM for Shohei. It's a home run. He's like, it's a sayonara slam for Shohei Ohtani. And I'm like, it's a Japanese guy talking about a Japanese guy. They can get away with it. It's fine.
He can say it.
Makes me uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable every time I hear it. I don't like it.
Plus, it's lazy.
Wow.
It's lazy.
Wow. Wow. Honorable mention from Fender, Joel McHale. Maybe. Maybe.
I think too many people probably hate Joel McHale is the problem.
Yeah. Okay, that's our list. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, guys. What happened? We froze. I am not going to actually stop the pod. I am just going to put us in be right back mode because at 9 o'clock, we are going to watch Oregon and Michigan from 2003 together. Get in our Discord. There's a link there. I will also share it in the chat here. For a Google Meet, and that is where I will play the game. We'll watch it together, bullshit about it, stay in the chat, all that good stuff. So we'll be back in like 5 or 6 minutes. Thank you for listening, podcast listeners. If you want to join in that kind of fun, join our Discord, start watching us on Twitch. There you go. You got something, King? You look like you're going to say something. All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you in a few.